It's Outside the Box with new takes on old ideas. Today's topic is Bill of Rewrites. Whether from the political left, center, right, or somewhere else, we often cite the Bill of Rights to support something we believe in or want to do. Those first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution have been reinterpreted numerous times by courts over the past 2-plus centuries. Have the revisions made the document better or worse? Have you read that document lately? Which ones do you believe in today? Which ones would you change or get rid of entirely? I decided to rewrite most of those first 10. Here's what I came up with. The First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting establishment, prohibition, promotion, or support of religion. There shall be no connection between religion and government or other parts of society whatsoever. Free speech shall not be restricted, but money shall not be considered speech. There shall be no restrictions, financial or otherwise, on the right to free speech of the media, and none on the right of people to peaceably assemble or petition to redress grievances. Amendment 2. There is no right by individuals or government to bear arms, that is, weapons that enable human beings to kill and maim each other. I'll bet if we got rid of Amendment 3, quartering of soldiers by permission only, no one would shed a tear. Amendment 4. Persons have a right to be secure from unreasonable and non-consensual searches and seizures of their person and property, whether physical or virtual. The Fifth Amendment. A trial by jury of one's peers with due process is guaranteed in all criminal cases, as is freedom from self-incrimination and double jeopardy. Amendment 6. All defendants have a right to an impartial and speedy trial to take place not longer than 60 days after charges have been filed, unless a delay is mutually agreed to. A court process must be navigable and understandable by defendants as well as lawyers representing them. Trials must be fair, with an equal amount of resources given to both sides. The Seventh Amendment, the right to a trial by jury in civil cases, shall not be restricted. Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be charged except to protect public safety, nor excessive fines imposed. Cruel or unusual punishment, including jailing or imprisoning those convicted of a crime, shall not be inflicted. Numbers 9 and 10. All rights not limited by the federal government shall be retained by the people or by state or local governments. Rights are reserved for individuals unless they violate the rights or the health, security, and safety of other persons. Franklin Roosevelt also declared what was called a Second Bill of Rights. These focused on economic rights rather than the political rights that are the subject of these first 10 amendments. We may look at that list of rights in another Outside the Box. What would you change in our historic Bill of Rights, if anything? I'm Larry Danziger, ready for a real update after 225 years.